Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The NFL has officially moved the Bills-Titans matchup this week from Sunday afternoon now to Tuesday evening, as the Bills and Titans will square off in Nashville on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. It was because of the Titans and their COVID outbreak in their facilities. However, some good news from Tennessee today, as they did not have any new positive COVID tests. All the tests from Thursday came back negative. If they have their Friday batch of tests come back negative, the earliest that the Titans can return back to their facilities is on Saturday afternoon. In addition to the Bills-Titans matchup being moved back to Tuesday, the Bills-Chiefs matchup that was supposed to be this upcoming Thursday night has been pushed back to sometime later in the weekend, although the NFL does not clarify whether that game will take place on Saturday or Sunday. On the injury front, the Bills released their injury report for today. However, they are not practicing. This is an estimated guess as to how their status is. In full, it would be Josh Allen and Cole Beasley and Delshon Phillips practicing, while being limited, John Brown, Cody Ford, and Zach Moss. However, the Bills did list Matt Milano, Andre Roberts, Tre'Davious White, and Brian Winters as did not practice. Coverage of the Bills and the Titans on Tuesday here on WGR starts at 7 a.m. with Howard and Jeremy, or 6 a.m. with Howard and Jeremy in the morning, and will carry you all the way through until kickoff set for 7 o'clock, and you can hear all the action right here on WGR with John Murphy, Steve Tasker, and Sal Capaccio on the call. Last night in Thursday Night Football, the Bears, they come away with a 20-19 win over Tom Brady and the Buccaneers to improve to 4-1 on the season. Also, one other note from Los Angeles, the Chargers have named Justin Herbert as their long-term starting quarterback going forward. To the ice, the Sabres have come to terms officially with Zemgus Girgensons on a new 3-year contract worth $2.2 million. You can get more details of that at WGR550.com. Also, NHL free agency begins in less than an hour. And just a little bit ago on the Instigators, TSN's Darren Dreger reports that the Sabres are expected to be one of about 10 teams to make a pitch for free agent winger Taylor Hall. However, Dreger does say that the Sabres are likely not a top candidate to land the free agent winger. You can find complete coverage of today's free agency available for you later on today at WGR550.com. And a quick note from baseball, it'll be the Yankees and Rays playing Game 5 of the ALDS tonight. That'll take place at 7 o'clock with the first pitch. And in the NBA, it'll be Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight, as the Heat will look to close, or the Heat will look to get back in the series down 3-1 to the LA Lakers. Tip-off is set for 9 o'clock. Be sure to get breaking sports news here first by downloading WGR on the radio.com app and select push notifications. Breaking news on the home of the Bills and Sabres, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil's made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. I'm Brayton Wilson for WGR Sports Radio 550.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, got a fake Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Our number two, Instigators, WGR 550. Craig and Andrew. Martin has left the building. It's free agent Friday. Not just here on the Instigators, but all over the NHL. Hold on a sec. There we go. I did have a point I wanted to make. COVID. A lot of eyes on Ovi, Riv. Was it 894, Gretzky's record? You wonder if this might put a little bit of a damper in Ovi. We're not going to talk long about this, but it just popped to my mind today as we were talking about storylines around the league this year.
Yeah.
It might put a damper in the Ovi watch.
That's a downer. That's a downer, conversation. You know, I truly believe that he could be the only player moving forward that ever has a chance to beat that record in goal for goals. And, to see things get put on hold, and when things get put on hold, Alex Ovechkin gets a little bit older and a little bit slower and not quite as sharp. Because that's just the reality of life. I would really like to see Alex Ovechkin have an opportunity to, play full games and give it a shot, because I think he has a chance to beat Wayne Gretzky's record.
I have no idea why that popped in my head or why I even brought it up. I mean, we'll just call it stupid thoughts, but, you know, by me. But I was thinking about it. We were talking, and I was like, man, you know what? Here's something we've watched a lot of, and there was a... Hold on. I'm trying to read this tweet that was sent out when your fathead becomes your teammate. This kid had a picture of Ovi on his wall, a fathead, one of those big things on his wall, and he got drafted by the Capitals. So Ovi sent him, there you go. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that happened. Thanks for putting that up there, Jeff Koldnack. Okay, moving on. Listen, let's just cut through the nonsense. I mean, I apologize to everybody for doing that to you. Taylor Hall. Look, I mean, even if he doesn't end up here, I think it's great that the Sabres name is in there to sign him or to talk to him. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the deal looks like. I want it to happen. You're damn right I want it to happen. Brings up a lot of other questions, things that you might have to do with the roster. But, I mean, that's not our problem, is it, Craig?
Listen, I mean, I just sit there, and as soon as I hear something like that, you're bringing in an elite player in the league like Taylor Hall, former Hart Trophy winner. Listen, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is let's get out the whiteboard. Let's get out the board to see what this team looks like with Taylor Hall in the lineup. And I'm going to tell you something. By adding just that one player, I mean, he puts things in a different perspective in the way that you look at the Sabres.
Let's talk about the money. I've been going through teams to look and see what kind of, salary cap structure on forward works for teams and how many big ticket players you can have. They certainly don't have the Leaf situation where you have four guys making $40 million. But how does it work financially? You have Sam Reinhart that wants to get a new deal. I shouldn't say wants to get a new deal. Everyone wants to get him a new deal. He's up for a new deal. So you have Sam Reinhart. Where does he, not only how much do you pay Taylor Hall? It's not even trying to get him into a low $72 million internal salary cap that was reported a couple months ago. It's, yes, you easily find a spot for him in your lineup, but where? Because in my mind, I have Eichel, Olofsson, Reinhart for now, Staal, Skinner. Insert probably a Dylan Cousins, and is what I think we might have thought after talking to Coach Kruger yesterday, saying he might start on the wing, and start on the wing with Stalzy wouldn't be a bad spot for him. Yeah. Maybe that's too high up in the lineup. So what do you do on your dry erase board, Riv? That makes all of this make sense to you?
Well, I have Taylor Hall on the first line with Jack Eichel, and I've moved Tage Thompson to that spot on the right-hand side. I've said this before, that I do believe that Tage Thompson, if put in the right position, will produce, and he will have a breakout season. My next line.
If you have a $1.4 million right winger on that line, that makes it a little easier to have Hall and Eichel, doesn't it?
Yeah. My next line is obviously Eric Staal at center with Olofsson and Reinhart. Again, that line I think would produce in a very big way offensively. You know, it's basically a 1B line with Olofsson and Reinhart. They're first line wingers with Eric Staal, who had an absolutely fantastic year last year, 19 goals, 48 points. He was on pace for 25 goals and mid 50s in points. It's an outstanding line. And then your third line would be Casey Mittelstadt, Cousins on the right hand side with Jeff Skinner. Another younger line, gonna garner a
do you think you can get Skinner's worth out of him playing him? I'm not saying those two. Everything gets taken out of context. I feel like you have to lead everything with that you're not trying to insult anybody. I'm not trying to insult Mittelstadt or Cousins, but I'm saying that Skinner is a guy that we're paying $9 million to, and you need to try to extract as many points and goals as you can. And I just wonder, is that maybe too experimental with that line?
I don't know. Was it experimental last year when he played with Johansson and Sobotka? Was it experimental last year when he played with everybody under the sun except for Jack? Listen, I mean, this is about the team. Would Jeff Skinner score more goals and have more offensive output with Jack Eichel? The answer is 100% yes. But you're looking to build depth throughout your lineup. You know, if you remember a couple years back, the Pittsburgh Penguins had Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby got played with players that were real solid, okay? But I'm not 100% you can say that the players that Sidney Crosby played with were first-line players. Then you had Evgeny Malkin. Evgeny Malkin played with two players that Evgeny Malkin made the players around him better. Do you remember what the third line was back then that I believe was a major factor in the Pittsburgh Penguins winning the Stanley Cup?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember who was on the third line?
Yes, I do.
Who was he?
It was Nick Bonino, Phil Kessel, and it was the Swedish kid from the Rangers.
Hägglin.
That's right.
Speedster, Hägglin. Bonino, big, strong centerman, two-way player, and you had an elite point producer in Phil Kessel.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at, for an example, what you're saying to me is when I look at Jeff Skinner and you're like, are you going to get your output, you know, the maximum output from Jeff Skinner? Well, listen, I mean, if you were to put Phil Kessel to play with, you know, Malkin all year long, I think that he would probably produce more points. The reality of it is what made the Pittsburgh Penguins so extremely tough to play against is they had three to even four very, very strong lines. And
so
that's the reason why I'm putting Skinner on a line with Mittelstadt, who I think is in a situation that he's going to take strides this year offensively. And Dylan Cousins, I think, is just a fantastic player all around that just needs a little bit of time to work his way into the lineup.
So let's take this conversation in a different direction then. Hold on one second. Sorry, I had to cough. Maybe it's not Hall. All signs lead to Columbus making a move for Hall. Okay, but again, there's no guarantees. So let's say it's not Hall. You're not just targeting. You're not just going to take the day to spend talking to one big time player that you have a long shot chance on. Is there a conversation in there for other free agents? Obviously there are, but who are they? I mean, this is one I didn't see coming. So, which means they're going to be, I'm not going to say big game hunting, but as Dregs kind of alluded to, and I don't know that he said it directly, but I mean, now when he went, but he said the whole thing after, and he said, I'm just going to sit back and watch what Kevin Adams is going to do. And it just makes me think, I mean, I think the Sabres could be in on a lot of players. I'm not saying make a lot of signings, but I'm saying approach a lot of players to try to get a deal done with and fill your roster up. Does that?
That makes total sense to me. Yeah. I think
Tyler Toffoli, is he a target? You said it makes a lot of sense to you. And I'm just, my brain's still thinking. I could go on for another 5 minutes, but Tyler Toffoli, what are you saying over there?
I love Tyler Toffoli. I really, really like Tyler Toffoli. I think Tyler Toffoli is more of an option than even a guy like Taylor Hall. Taylor Hall, you're going to be spending upwards of $8 to $9 million all day long for him. Tyler Toffoli is probably going to be in more of a range of a $5-5.5 million player, I would believe. I think that Tyler Toffoli has the ability to honestly produce as much as maybe even Taylor Hall. That's why Vancouver really likes Tyler Toffoli. I think Toffoli really enjoyed playing in Vancouver with the elite amount of forwards that they have there. It's just they're in a money crunch situation in Vancouver, and I just don't know if they're going to be able to sign him. I think he's going to test the market, and I think that the Sabres should be a team that at least should kick the tires on Tyler Toffoli. I think he would be a huge add to our team.
Free agency starts today in about in 41 minutes. So technically, I know everyone's clock is all messed up, but it's July 1st in the hockey world. In the past, it's July 1st. I know it's not July 1st today, but in the hockey world schedule due to COVID, it's technically July 1st. So free agency starts today. And obviously, if you're not aware and you've been listening or you haven't been listening or you haven't really heard, but January 1 is a tentative start date for the league. So just so you know. I don't know where else they could go. I mean, you can't sign a defenseman. I mean, you can, but if you start signing guys, does it lower value of other guys? Like, do you expect them to sign a defenseman? Do you expect them to go after a defenseman?
No.
They have a lot of defensemen.
I think that our focus should be on building a powerful offense. I think our defense right now with Dahlin and Joakim Harju as our two young studs, they're up and coming. They're going to be great for the next 10 plus years. There's decisions that need to be made because I believe, and this is just my belief, is that I believe Will Borgen, who's played a couple years in the minors, who's honed his skills, who's a big man, he's physical, he's a defender, and, he's put his time in the minors. I think that he is NHL ready this year, which he needs to have a spot on our top six. And he's also, he makes about $900,000, which is exactly what, we want to hear because he's a very useful hockey player. And the next couple of years, he's only making $900,000. He should be playing in our top six. That means one of the players, Montour, Ristolainen, McCabe, or Miller, one of those players, I believe, has to move on. And I don't know which one it's going to be. I don't know the market for each and every one of those players. But I believe, Montour, Ristolainen, or Miller could be one of those players that we move out and to another team.
Johnny Vogel on Twitter tweets out, if you could have one of these four forwards for the Sabres, which would you pick? And I'm gonna let you do my pick for me, okay? So I'm gonna do the poll, but I'm gonna let you. Mike Hoffman, Taylor Hall, Tyler Toffoli, or Craig Smith. I've already made our choice. So
they're all different. They're all different players. The player that has the highest upside without question is going to be Taylor Hall, but he's going to cost you without question the most money. He's going to be upwards $8.5-9 million range. Mike Hoffman is extremely, and I mean extremely interesting because he's a left-handed shot, but he plays on the right side. Okay, he loves to play on his off wing. He's kind of like an Ovi type player, loves to play the off wing. You look at the statistics that Mike Hoffman has put up in the last number of years. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't re-sign in Florida. But Mike Hoffman is put up some major numbers in Florida the last couple years, 35, 36 goals 2 years ago. I think last year he was 30 goals, if I'm not mistaken.
This guy here's got it right. Mo, I've never even seen, I just opened up Twitter. I figured I had to, and I got some things in there. This guy's got it right, Riff. Mo says, can we talk about going to get Patrick Kane?
No.
Oh, you know what? You and I, we are not going to be, you know, kicking pumpkins in the garage this fall. We are not friends. I like that. I don't like that. I love that. How? I don't know. I don't care. It's not my job, like I said. But yes, yeah. I'm in. That's what do you say to this guy, Riv, before we go to break? This guy, this guy's got it out for you. He said, you can't run around. Oh my God, this guy's great. Okay, he says you can't, and he's talking to you. I don't think he's talking to me, but maybe he is. I don't remember. But he says you can't run around preaching things like earning a spot, paying a price, and then just tossing Tage a roll with Eichel. Anything? Did you?
Well, listen, I mean.
I can justify tossing Tage a spot. I just like that he's going at us, is what I'm saying. I like it. Because he makes a good point. He makes a good point about, but in this particular case, I don't think it's tossing. Like, you're not, tossing a guy on Eichel's line would be saying, well, Lazar was a first line right winger. Let's try him there. That's something I did say, by the way. Shame on me, but not shame on me. I believe in Lazar, but he's in the right spot where he is. But I mean, I said that last year too. But that would be tossing a guy a spot, or I don't know, anyone else for that matter. But Tage Thompson is 6'6". He's going to be 230 when the season starts, not 205 like he was when he first came in the league 2 years ago. And
3 years ago.
Three years ago. And his potential alone and his scouting report and why he was drafted, big shot, he can skate. Goes to the net, good hands. You know, he just needed to work on that strength so he wasn't getting pushed around, and he's done that. So I mean, I think you absolutely have to see what the big man can do on Jack's line if there's an opening there. That's all I'm going to say.
I appreciate your point, Joey. He makes a really good point. I don't know the guy's name. Does he have a name?
Yeah, let's call him Joey, just because that's his name.
Joey makes a great point. And I've always been one that, you know, you have certain players that are going to come into your lineup and you're going to make your team. There's certain players that you draft. They're projected to be certain spots, certain type players. Okay. Tage Thompson is a player that when he came to Buffalo and got traded from St. Louis, was a player that I spoke about right off the bat and said he is going to be a much, much different player in 3 years. And if we go back to those Instigator tapes 3 years ago, you would hear me talking about Tage Thompson needs at least 2-3 years to develop his body alone. Tage Thompson is not 200 pounds anymore at 6 foot six. Tage Thompson is now 227. He's built his legs up, his butt, his power.
He still has incredible hands.
He still has an incredible shot. But now he is NHL ready to take on a big boy position. This has taken years to develop. Two years ago, he went to the rookie camp. He got asked to go to the rookie camp. He was by far the best guy on the ice. Okay. Now you're.
And he should have been. He should have been, but it's good that he was. Yeah, he was by far. He was.
And listen, I mean, he's now not a 20-year-old player. Now he's a 23-year-old player, and he is NHL ready. He's played a couple years in the minors. He's worked on the offseason. He's worked on his power and his strength. He is ready.
And then we're ready to go to break. And when we come back, there's an update on an RFA on the Sabres and where their contract status is. I'll fill you in on who that is, courtesy of Lance Lysowski at the Buffalo News. And he and I are in agreement with Zemgus, by the way. So, you know, he and I just became great buddies. Okay, we'll be back. Instigators, WGR 550. Who's the RFA? We'll tell you when we come back. What's he going to get? And I have a theory on all these RFAs. I'll tell you what it is. Free agent day today, WGR 550. We'll be right back, Craig and Andrew.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Nene Cherry. James Patrick loved that song.
James Patrick would be the only guy in the locker room who would love that song.
Wrong. I love that song. Don't ever.
Yeah, but you were a big follower of Jeep.
I love that song before I even met
you.
I love Jeep. And you know what? I didn't follow Jeep enough.
Yes.
I didn't follow Jeep enough. I respected Jeep, And he and I got closer when he was a coach, because we had played together. So we got to know each other a little better. We spent so much time together. He was bagging me every day. I mean, but I wish I spent more time with him. I would have played longer in the league. I believe that. Dead serious.
You were like that little kid with his blankie that followed right behind Jeep. Everything you say about Jeep. Oh my.
I love Jeep. You know what? You know what it was? He and I really bonded over Fleetwood Mac one day in the gym. Tusk came on. He goes, "Oh, Petey, I love this song. I remember when it came out." And I was like, "What year was that?" I said, "I think I was 4. And then he's, you know, we went on from there, talked Fleetwood Mac, gave me his Rumors documentary on DVD, never gave it back to him, told me how much of a crush he used to have on Stevie Nicks. Anyway, so the free agent, the RFA that I was mentioning, thank you, Braden, for Buffalo Stance, was Victor Olofsson. And it says here, Craig, if I can read the card here, led to believe, no, that's not it. Lance Lysowski, a source close to the situation, tells me there's nothing to report that the Sabres are close to a contract extension with Victor Olofsson. Two sides have been talking since July. Expectation is this will go to arbitration. And I said before we went to break, Craig, I said, I have a theory on the guys that are RFAs. And I don't know that I would say this if times were normal, but let them all go to arbitration and re-look at it next year. Circle back to it next year with all these guys.
Like who?
Sam, Montour, Olofsson.
So in a perfect world for you, Petey, what would you be doing with Sam Reinhart?
Okay, in a perfect...
Would you be signing him to a one-year deal? He's got, after 2 years, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Do you sign him to a two-year deal just like Columbus did with Max Domi?
No.
And
no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, because I don't want to lose him for nothing, because I think he has great value. I think he's a damn good hockey player. I really do. So I wouldn't, I don't know what he wants. I don't know. And arbitration, it kind of seems like the numbers are set for him. Victor Olofsson, I don't know what that might be a little more complicating, because he's a first year player, right? So, you know, I don't know. I mean, if he's jet set on a long term deal, I would look to moving him. It's not because I don't want him. But if he's open to a one-year deal in the Max Domi range, let's do it. Let's see if we can get this team a little closer to the playoffs, if not in the playoffs, because we haven't done that in his time here. Like, how are we going to pay a guy? Like, Jack's different. Jack is different. But how are you going to pay a guy? We haven't seen him play in the playoffs yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's not his problem either. It's not his fault. I'm just saying that it's just a lot of money. And again, you said it earlier.
So you still don't feel comfortable with paying Sam Reinhart the money that Sam's going to want.
It's not that. It's that he only plays on Jack's line. And you said something earlier where you said Crosby played with guys that were good, but they weren't phenomenal. And you know, like, he played with Dupuis, he played with Kunitz, he's played with other guys that he got the most out of. And Jack gets the most out of Sam, but that's the only place where Sam has really, truly produced. And I truly believe, again, no disrespect to Sam Reinhart, you're a hell of a hockey player, but I believe you can get a cheaper player on that right winger, on that right wing spot. I really do. To play alongside with Jack that can score. I mean, you said Tage Thompson earlier. Why not Tage Thompson? Why can't you move Olofsson to the other side? He likes to be on that side. I know he's a left-hand shot. But he likes to be on that side of the ice in the offensive zone with his blade open to the net.
Let me ask you this. What if the Buffalo Sabres went out and I were to tell you that the Sabres went out and they acquired and signed Tyler Toffoli? So Tyler Toffoli, when he was in this year in L.A., 18 goals, 34 points in 58 games. He got traded to Vancouver, played 10 games there. In Vancouver, he scored 6 goals and had 10 points.
If you put Tyler Toffoli on Jack Eichel's line, he'll get you 65 points.
Okay, and you would say 25 goals for sure?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, and that's been kind of like Tyler Toffoli's, you know, area throughout his career. Is he's more of a, you know, a 45 to 55, maybe even 60 point guy. If you play Tyler Toffoli with Jack Eichel, he's going to get you 60 points. I truly believe that. 25 goals, 60 points. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you had the ability to sign Tyler Toffoli to a contract that's very similar to what you would have to pay Sam Reinhart, do you now feel that you have the ability to, you're signing Toffoli for nothing because he's an unrestricted free agent, but now you have the ability to trade Sam for maybe another style or a piece?
How about a solid bona fide third line winger and a top four left-hand shot defenseman?
Sure.
If you signed Toffoli, you just got Stahl. You go get a bona fide left winger for your third line. Okay, a big guy that can play, put the puck in the net, you know, patrol up and down. I'm not saying fight. And you go get a left-hand shot defenseman. If you could have McKay playing your bottom pair, I think your team is looking a lot better. A lot better.
Yeah.
And edgier, by the way. And edgier. Let's not exclude that. I think Montreal paid attention to what Tampa Bay was doing. Getting bigger, getting stronger.
Well, everybody's in that boat. You know, there's no question about it. The teams in the league have so much more skill in their lineup than ever before. The young players that are coming into the league are just, they're phenomenal. And the skill level's never been higher. That being said, I think Tampa Bay learned something when they lost 4 straight to a really grindy, you know, drag it through the kitchen type Columbus Blue Jackets team a year ago. They knew that they had to bulk up their lineup, bulk up their players with a little bit more aggression and physicality. They went out and they signed.
Look at the Islanders.
Maroon. They went and signed Coleman. They went and signed Goudreau. They went and signed Zach Bogosian, Braden Schenn. They went and got bigger. They went and got more physical. And they ended up winning the Stanley Cup because they went and identified the areas that the team needed. I'm reading right now that there's a few teams that are looking at Wayne Simmonds. Wayne Simmonds has apparently, from Pierre LeBrun, has narrowed his teams down to 2 teams, Toronto and Montreal. Well, what were the issues that Toronto had, and for that matter, Montreal had? What did they try to identify?
That's a rhetorical question. Go ahead.
They wanted to have some more sandpaper in their lineup. They have skilled hockey players, but you need to fit the right pieces into your puzzle. And, you know, Montreal is a team that is not big. They're very gritty. They're very fast. They play a fast brand of hockey, but they're very, very small up front. You know, the Gallaghers, the Suzukis, the Byrons, like the Drouins, you can go through their entire forward line.
Huge.
Well, he's not a huge guy, but he's more of a softer player. Younger player. What did they do? They went and identified and went out and got Josh Anderson. They went and got a 6'4", 215-pound defenseman in Joel Edmondson. They're identifying that their team needs more size. Now you're sitting here talking about Wayne Simmonds and mentioning 2 teams. Toronto. Toronto has all the skill in the world with their big boy players, Nylander and Matthews, Mitch Marner, Tavares. they need that physical brand of hockey, that physical type player.
It's free agent day today. When we come back, final segment for today. We could be back on Monday due to football shift in schedule with the Bills playing Tuesday. Keep an eye out on that. But a quick Ribs rapid fire of free agents that the Sabres should target. Yes or no's when we come back from Craig. And we'll talk to you maybe Monday. We'll be right back. Final segment, WGR 550, The Instigators.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, stay tuned to our Twitter to find out our schedule next week based on the Bills' schedule. It's going to kind of, you know, set everything for us. But One Bills Live will be on at some point. And is it Sal? Sal's on 10 to noon on Mondays for us. So they'll be on somewhere. Riv, rapid fire, free agent day. All ready? Right.
Fire away.
Okay. I'm just going to start with Bobby Ryan.
No.
Petrangelo. Well, and we just say unrealistic or yes or no. Okay, ready? Petrangelo.
Totally unrealistic.
Holpe.
Unrealistic.
Corey Crawford.
No.
Corey Schneider.
No.
Taylor Hall.
Yes.
Kyle Turris.
No.
Michael Granlund.
No.
Mikko Koivu.
No.
Justin Schultz.
No.
Okay, I'm going to just not go through all of them. Mike Hoffman.
Yes.
Galchenyuk.
No.
Wenberg.
No.
Tyler Toffoli, yes.
Yes.
Craig Smith.
Yes.
Abdelkader.
No, well, we probably could have got Abdelkader for probably 800 grand, but we signed Jurgensen for 2.2.
Let's try that one more time. What's his last name?
Abdelkader.
Okay. So a guy sent us a message the other day on Twitter, and he goes, tell Craig it's Rowan Gartner, Redenbacher, Gardenhoser. That's from what movie is that? Rookie of the League. Okay, sorry. Took over my ADD. Here we go. Where are we? Radko Gudas.
No.
Michael Grabner.
No.
This guy's an RFA. Jack Johnson, defenseman. Left-hand shot. He's an RFA. This next guy. Johnson?
No, because listen, I mean, I want to see Will Borgen have an opportunity to play in our top six this year, and we need to move out one of our defensemen.
Connor Sheary next. Arthur Nisiu.
Definitely would be interested in him, yes.
Chris Tierney.
I don't even know who that is. Is Ottawa guy? Played in San Jose?
Last minute of play in the show.
You clearly know who he is, yeah. Played in San Jose. How do you not know who he is?
I didn't play with him in San Jose.
I didn't say you did. But, I mean, you know, you and Jumbo are super tight. I would have moved.
All right. I'm going to say no.
Matt Martin. Left wing, right wing.
Matt Martin would have been a brilliant guy to go and get for our fourth line. But
why can't you still get him?
You already know what we spent $2.2 million on Gergensen.
Yeah, you can get Matt Martin still. I go after Martin. I have a feeling he stays in the island, though. Well, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens today. And that's where I'm going to end the list here because we only have 20 seconds, Riv. So you were fantastic today, bud. I appreciate all your effort.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see just one thing. We need to try and fill that top six forward position, and I'd like to see us move one of our defensemen.
One Bills Live next. They'll tell you the latest on the Bills football games. Have a great weekend, everyone. We're out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.